We're doing the Inyak over up to its page Lamed Amid Aleph in the Gemara, in the standard editions in the Gemara, and Tesam Beis in the standard editions of the Inyak. Shaul Shilta Zo Leilam Rabbi Tanchum. They asked the following question before Rabbi Tanchum. So Rabbi Tanchum is teaching, and you have to imagine a thousand members in his congregation standing there, and the students ask him the following question: Rabbi Tanchum demin Noi, from the city of Noi. Rabbi Tanchum from the city of Noi. They asked him, "Mau lechabuye? What is the halacha? Are we allowed to put out butzina denura, a flame? If you have some kind of lamp that's lit, mikamei beisha, in face of someone who is ill, b'shabata on Shabbos." So we have someone who is ill, and the question is, if the sick person is bothered by the light, are we allowed to put out the flame? Now, sometimes this can be a question of pikuach nefesh. Forgive me, I put the phone on vibrate, just so we know when the pizza comes. So sometimes it can be pikuach nefesh. Sometimes people must rest in order to put up an adequate fight against their illness. So, if there's an ill person who wants the lights put out, are we allowed to turn off a flame for this person on Shabbos? Now, Rav Tanchum from the city of Noi is not going to answer their question right away. He's going to go off on a huge speech, and this is a way of getting the crowds involved. He's going to teach them Agoda, Halacha, and then in the end, they'll come back to the original question and answer it. But this is the idea. They ask a question, and Rabbi Tanchum, if you pay attention, you'll see that he's using a lot of oratory skills. They asked Rav Soloveitchik once, should a speaker use theatrics? And he said, for sure. He was big into theatrics. He said, it's part of teaching. Of course you need theatrics. Your voice has to go up, your voice has to go down, your expression has to change. That's a way of getting people interested. So, watch his answer. Patach ve'amal. He began a speech and said the following. Ant Shlomo Malka, where are you, King Solomon? An chochmatech, where's your wisdom? An suchlit tanutech, where is your insight, your intelligence? Isn't it foolish? Your words not only contradict the words of David, your father, your words contradict one another. So you can see the scene, right? You can imagine the scene. The people are standing there, they ask the simple question, and the rabbi begins a speech like this. Where are you, Solomon? Come on! Your words contradict your father. Where's all your wisdom now? You're contradicting yourself. David Avicha Amal, your father David said, Lo Ametim Yalleluya. When people pass away, they're not going to praise God. Ve'at amalt, and you said, V'shabeach ani et ametim shekva meitu. I praise those that have already died. What are you praising them for if they can't praise God? Ve'chazalta ve'amalta, and after you said, I praise those who have already finished with life, you came back and said, "Ki lakelev chayu tov min ari amit." A living dog is better than a dead lion. If you're living, you shouldn't worry, even if you're a dog. You're much better off than the lion who's dead. Wait a second. Beforehand you said, you praise those that have finished with life. Now you're saying you praise those that are living. You're contradicting your father, you're contradicting yourself. Lokasha. So then he answered, okay, that's not necessarily difficult. Those that are dead can't praise God. You know what David was saying? King David was warning us. When he said the deceased don't give praise, he was telling us, so long as you're living, make sure you learn Torah, make sure you do mitzvot before you die. Once he dies, there's no more Torah and mitzvot. Imagine the scene again. He's standing there, 1,000 members in the congregation. He was asked a simple question. He could answer it. But instead, he's catching them with his theatrics. And in passing, he's going to start giving them messages that they better hear. So what's the first message everyone has to hear? You got to do Torah. You got to do mitzvos. Don't push it off. Now's the time. You never know when you have another day or you don't. So once a person's dead, there's no more Torah and mitzvos. V'ena kadosh b'chu shavech bo. God has no praise in a person once he's dead. V'haynu damar b'yochanan ma'idichtiv. And that's what Rav Yochanan taught about the verse. B'metim chofshi. In the dead, you find free men. That means kevan shemet adam nasa chofshi min haTorah u'min haMitzvot. We learned this earlier in the Chafetz Chaim. Once a person's dead, he is no longer obligated for Torah and mitzvos. So there's a big discussion in Tosfos. Can you make the tachrichim? What do you call the wrappings of the dead? What's it called?
Burial shrouds.
The burial shrouds. Can you make them out of kelayim? A living person is prohibited from wearing kelayim. What about a dead person? So the Rav Yochanan said on this pasuk, once a person's dead, he doesn't have mitzvos. So Tosfos asks, then why are we customarily burying the dead in a talus? What do they need a talus for? They're dead. They're not performing a mitzvah by wearing a talus. Okay? Now, we answered one aspect. We answered King David. And that which King Solomon said, I praise those that have already died, שכשחטו ישראל במדבר, because when the Jews sinned with the golden calf in the desert, עמד משה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, Moshe stands before God, ואמר כמה תפילות ותחנונים לפניו ולא נענה. He's praying, he's pleading, and God refuses. וכשאמר, but when Moshe said, זכור לאברהם ליצחק לישראל עבדיך, he mentions the patriarchs, remember your promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, מיד נענה. Right away, God accepts his prayer. So wasn't King Solomon correct in saying, I praise those that have already passed? You see, Moshe Rabbeinu is standing, living and pleading, and his prayers are not answered until he mentions the patriarchs that have already passed. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant, I praise those that are dead. He means that there are previous generations who have tremendous merits. דבר אחר, מנהגו של עולם שר בשר ודם גוזר גזירה. Another understanding, what was King Solomon saying? If you have an officer who's of flesh and blood, and he decrees a decree, ספק מקיימין אותה, ספק אין מקיימין אותה. You're never sure whether people will listen to him or not. ואם תמצא לומר מקיימין אותה, and even if people obey his decree, בחייו מקיימין אותה, in his lifetime people will obey. במותו אין מקיימין אותה. Once he dies, people won't necessarily listen to his decree. ואילו משה רבינו, but Moshe, our teacher, גזר כמה גזירות ותיקן כמה תקנות. He made quite a few institutions, right? Not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. We do that. He made an institution we read from the Torah on Monday and Thursday. We did that this morning. Right, so Moshe makes institutions. We should read from the Torah on a holiday. We read the parasha that's relevant to the holiday. We just did that on Shavuos, right? So Moshe makes institutions, and we're still performing those institutions. And kaimin lolam lolme olamim. Moshe's institutions are around forever. So wasn't Shlomo correct in saying, I praise those that have passed rather than those that are living? Because the living kings can't get an institution passed and they could barely get it to be obeyed in their lifetime. Moshe Rabbeinu is the king and his institutions are around forever. Yes?